Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 20th, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Stenegall, followed by the pledge led by Commissioner Alford. Your rise, please. I would mention that we expect to be back in our regular courtroom on next Monday, so although last parts to complete the construction of the bench are located in Beaumont now, so if we can get all the sound equipment and everything back in there, then we will be in there Monday, but we should look at the notice that comes out on Thursday to make sure that we are in fact going to be up there on the fourth floor of the historical side of the courthouse. And that's good news. We'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for temporary canteen catering following a disaster or emergency in Jefferson County with Collins Kitchen LLC for a second additional one-year renewal from July 5th, 2016 to July 4th, 2017. Item B is consider and approve, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for pest control for Jefferson County with Attaboy Termites and Pest Control for a second additional one-year renewal from June 28th, 2016 to June 27th, 2017. Item C is to execute, receive, and file amendment number 2 to an inmate telephone service contract for Jefferson County, GTL FCC option 4 between Jefferson County and Globaltel Link Corporation in compliance with FCC order 15-36, and that order has to do with what inmates can be charged for telephone services at a correctional facility. Item D is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file professional agreement with LJA Engineering, Inc. in the amount of $45,700 in accordance with the engineering services for Jefferson County Sheriff's Department hangar at Jack Brooks Regional Airport, and that will be funded by the 2015 Port Security Grant funding. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a work order with Garver LLC for design and bidding services for taxiway D reconstruction for a lump sum cost of $31,000. That's a continuation of the taxiway D rehabilitation and reconstruction project, and that's funded by Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Project Grant number 22. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for major drive extension from State Highway 124 to LaBelle Road with Alco LLC in the amount of $1,777,773. There will be budgeted funds of $1,337,000 originally estimated for this project, and an additional cost of $440,773, which will be made available from available capital project funding. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Seconded, but several questions.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
The question I have on D, is that the maximum amount that we spent on that, or is it over the limit, Patrick? Okay. Taxiway D. Have we spent any money before now on that, on this project? Or
yes,
is this,
sir,
the old total amount that we spent?
No, sir, we spent money on this.
Do we know how much money?
About $5 million in construction. This will be for phase 3 of it.
This is phase 3.
This design will be for phase.
How much money we spent on the design? total for all of the projects. Don't we have some amounts we can't exceed?
Yes, sir. I'd have to review. I mean, I don't have that on the top of my head. I would guess more than 80 so far.
And all of it's been funded by FAA grants. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't change the amounts that we can exceed in spending.
Well, I think if I could shed a little light on this, based on my opinion, I think is your question, I mean, Garver, if I understood, the court approved them during the last contract as the engineering firm for the airport. Is that correct? So.
Exactly. Oh, no, not the project total. I'm talking about the engineering firm, which is Garver.
I'd have to look that up. I don't recall.
But there's a certain amount we cannot exceed. Am I right or wrong?
Well, we're limited by the amount of FAA grant funding we get. So we're not spending more than we get from the FAA.
Right.
I think we may need to make sure that we do not exceed our amounts that we should spend with any professional services, no matter what.
Agreed.
That's the only question I have on that, right there.
Okay.
And then on the other one, which is the last one, Patrick, and that's the LaBelle extension. From now on, I guess we have to get real close and get some second eyes on our estimates, because that's close to $500,000 that we won, and that's quite a bit of money. So we have to go in and try to find it. I just want to make sure from now on, we look at things real close, because that is a steep. Citizens might look at that as that. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I just have it unanimously under County Airport. We have three items. Item A is consider and possibly approve allowing the Marine Corps League to use Jack Brooks Regional Airport for an air show the weekend of May 20th and 21st, 2017, and via addendum. Item B and C. Item B is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute the Texas Department of Transportation permit to construct access driveway facilities on Highway Right-of-Way, Form 1058, for development of airport property. And item C is consider and possibly approve a letter of intent from Jefferson County to the Texas Department of Transportation for reversal and for access for development of airport property. And those last two items are basically the company that we've entered into a development, the real estate company we've entered into a development agreement with out of Houston wants another access point into their proposed retail office building and development. And this is what we have to submit to TxDOT to get an access easement off of the Highway 69 service road into the airport property. We have to get their approval, and if there are any questions, Mr. Fuhrer from the Nederland EDC is here today. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver.
Judge, I will not vote on the second two because I didn't get any information but what you had there, and I think from now on we need to hold everybody accountable. If they submit things to us in a timely manner, so I will not vote on that. I'll abstain from that. I'll vote for the mayor.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? One abstention, excuse me.
Judge,
on BNC.
I have a question, something that I've been wanting to get off my chest, because in this agenda item BNC, it says for development of airport property. What property are we developing?
It's the highway frontage portion as part of that 100 acres of grass area. Specifically with these developers, they're looking at the southernmost 15 acres.
Right.
That lies between where the sheriff's hangar is and the frontage road, what is called Bidabo Ditch, and up about three quarters of that property up to the new terminal access road.
Right.
That's it.
Okay, was that ever pulled off the property?
No, sir.
Never was pulled off the property, right?
No, sir. They signed there was an agreement signed in the late 40s, I believe, between...
Late 40s, before I was born, right?
I guess, I don't know. There's an agreement signed between Port Arthur, Beaumont, and Nederland to not annex that property, which they, both the city, all the three cities agreed to dissolve.
In the 40s?
Yeah.
They signed it in the 40s, but they decided to dissolve it.
4 or 5 years ago.
I just wanted to get it out. I want to get the message out because there's a so-called prominent attorney here in Jefferson County that insists on lying that I gave Port Arthur property. So I just want to put that in on the record that it never was Port Arthur property. She insists on lying, and I'm a little upset about it. You may see because my constituents is asking me, did I give Port Arthur property? So it never was Port Arthur property.
Never was. It was always in the unincorporated area of the county. And then in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, we went to the city of Port Arthur and the city of Beaumont and asked them if they would allow the city of Nederland to annex about 100 acres of it. And they gave their permission. And so 140 acres, I think, has been annexed by the city of Nederland onto the airport, but not all of it.
But it wasn't Port Arthur.
It was never Port Arthur.
And it was done by both of those cities giving the permission to.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if I look a little upset about it because I tried answering that question on the streets and the barbershops and with her insisting on lying, her insisting on so-called prominent attorney. Thank you.
Thank you. And I apologize to you, Commissioner Alford. I could have given that to you this morning, but I did not have the backup letters for items B and C under the airport when I left on Friday. They came in late Friday because Mr. Queer was waiting to get some approval from the EDC's attorney, and he was in deposition, so that was not available to be placed into your package. And let's see. Next, we are under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve budget transfer for indigent health care for additional cost benefits in the amount of $3,016. Item B is regular county bills, check number 421467 through 421733 for the period ending June 13th, 2016, and check numbers 421734 through 422037 for the period ending June 20th of 2016. Do I have a motion on those items under County Auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Excuse me.
Commissioner Alford abstained from B and C under the airport, and he seconded the items under County Auditor. Yeah, it did. Okay. Under County Commissioners, we will go a little bit out of our order and take item B to receive and consider a presentation by Ms. Kim Bartell, Community Liaison of Region 5 Prevention Resource Center, regarding the distribution of regional needs assessments for substance abuse. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ms. Bartell? Oh, you don't look like Ms. Bartell. Okay, I'm sorry for my assumption. Please come up to the podium.
Thank you for allowing me to be here today. I'm with Region 5 Prevention Resource Center. The alcohol is a question. Region 5 covers the land of all the people. We have a collecting data on the emerging trends in substance abuse and also emerging trends in mental health. And we collect that data to the
thank you for being here. You might want to also provide those, one of those surveys to Fred Jackson, who is the mental health judge.
Do you work by any chance with region, with our Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Martell. We appreciate your presence here today, and we'll look forward to participating in your survey. Okay. Back under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a consent form for the City of Beaumont Building Codes Division to demolish an unsafe structure located at 1691 Huron in Beaumont. City's agreed to do this at no cost to the county without an indemnification agreement. Item C is consider and possibly approve the appointment of Rod Carroll to serve as treasurer for Jefferson County Emergency District Number 3 to replace Doug Allman, who resigned effective June 13, 2016, and that's for a 2-year term on the board. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute amendment number 1 to the agreement between the Department of Army and Galveston County, Texas and Jefferson County for the Sabine-Galveston Shoreline Erosion Feasibility Study, which is from the Sabine Jetty to San Luis Path, which will be funded locally by the Sabine Nature's Navigation District. And item E is to receive and file annual road reports for Jefferson County Commissioners for Precincts 1, 2, 3, and 4 pursuant to Section 251.05 of Texas Transportation Code and file the same with the grand jury. The motion on items A, C, D, and E.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and thank you, Mr. Carroll, for agreeing to serve on the Emergency Services District. It doesn't pay anything, but they're valuable resources for the community. I shouldn't have told you that until after you took your oath. Yeah, this is my appointment to the Board of ESD. All right. Under County Treasurer, item A is receive and file investment schedule for May 2016, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any approved? Any opposed? Excuse me. I think he had to be out of town today. He told me Friday. In this interest rate environment, it's hard to believe that one day we'd think we were doing good when we were earning 1.5%. All right. Yeah. Under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve a plat of track 22A being a 0.9599 acre track, part of lot 22 and all of lots 23 and 24, block 2, Central Gardens, located in precinct 2 at the corner of Highway 347 and First Avenue. Item B is consider and possibly approve a plat of Reynolds Ranch track 1 and 2 being 13.748 acres and located along Highway 365 and precinct 4. And item C is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to Trinity Bay Conservation District to provide sanitary sewer and water line service along Buccaneer Road. That's located in Precinct 3. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under juvenile probation, item A is to receive and file a proposed juvenile probation budget for fiscal year 2017 in accordance with section 140.004 of the local government code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Actually, this budget was approved by the juvenile board on Friday and is congratulate Mr. Cockrell because it's a slight decrease in last year's budget. Under the Sheriff's Department, item A is consider possible approval and authorize county judge to execute a law enforcement agency executive order 13688 for controlled property request authorization for property acquired through the 1033 program. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing Jefferson County Sheriff's Department to apply for a grant through the Office of the Governor Homeland Security Grant Fund for the Interoperable Communications Portable Radio Project. And item C is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an interlocal agreement for the 2016 Edward Byrne Justice Grant Assistance Program, application number 2016-H3489-TXPJ for asset sharing. Do I have a motion for items under sheriff? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second. Tell us what the 1033 program is.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion. Sheriff, or Chief Dubo, Commissioner is asking about the 1033 program.
The public know what it is.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, under District Attorney, immediately following Commissioner's report, I'm announcing executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for the purpose of receiving information regarding matters that may require litigation and discussion with the county attorney. Is there anything any member of the Commissioner's Court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? I would ask, since Monday after next is July 4th, and we will not be having court that month, that Monday, the county holiday, so I'd ask auditing, purchasing, engineering, and every other department to look at your upcoming agenda items and see whether or not there's going to be a necessity for holding court on the week of July 4th. And I hate to do this without Miss Goodness being here, but I did want to mention, if I can find it, wait till next week then. And hopefully Miss Goodness will be here next week, because I got a letter from the Texas Historical Commission that I wanted to share with her and the public.
I got a question. Patrick, are we still on schedule for the first week in August?
Okay. All right. If there's nothing further, we will adjourn and go into our closed session.